from KQED.
As the Trump administration steps up its enforcement against unauthorized immigrants, many are laying low to escape deportation. Some families have even gone into self-imposed hiding. And several Southern California churches are preparing shelters for those who don't feel safe. KPCC's Leslie Berenstein Rojas reports.
Carmen and Marvin share a tiny studio apartment with their three children. They live high up in a decrepit building that overlooks a busy street near downtown Los Angeles. These days, they spend lots of time looking out the window. That's Carmen. She says that lately, when she drops off her kids at school, she's afraid. Before she goes to pick them up, she stands at the window and checks to make sure there are no police waiting outside. When there's a knock at the door, she jumps. It might just be the mailman or the manager, but she thinks it's immigration agents. Carmen is in the U.S. illegally, along with her family. It's why she doesn't want her last name used or her exact location revealed. Her family spent a long, fraught year working their way to the U.S. from Honduras. They used to own a small business selling clothes in the city of San Pedro Sula. There, Carmen says, they paid extortion fees to gang members as a cost of doing business. The family fell behind on payments. One day, the gang came after them with knives and guns. Carmen lifts up her T-shirt. There are rough scars on her chest, her abdomen, her back, and her side. She says she was stabbed 7 times. Marvin still has a bullet in one knee, she says. Both were hospitalized. Once they were well enough, they fled. At the U.S. border, they presented themselves to officials and asked for asylum, but neither has been granted it yet. Marvin just filed his paperwork, and Carmen has yet to file hers. Meanwhile, every day, they hear about immigrants being arrested. Marvin, who's found work as a day laborer, says the news is paralyzing.
Casi ni salimos por lo mismo.
He says the family hardly ever goes out. When he works, he's afraid of taking jobs that will take him far from home. He worries about checkpoints. He says they're afraid of going out anywhere, even to shop. This is the life of many unauthorized immigrants these days, says Guillermo Torres. He's an organizer with Clergy and Laity United for Economic Justice, a faith-based group.
You're probably going to have a lot of members of our community just staying home, trying to stay away from the public view.
Advising families to keep a low profile is one thing, but some religious groups, like the one that Torres belongs to, are taking it a step further.
We call it Sanctuary Training 101.
Torres says almost 30 congregations have signed up to learn what it will take to house immigrants at their churches, referred to as sanctuary. The practice dates back to the Central American Civil Wars of the 1980s, when U.S. churches housed newly arrived migrants who fled the fighting. Current U.S. immigration policy discourages enforcement actions in places of worship. The Reverend Fred Morris unlocks a door at the North Hills United Methodist Church. He shows off a room that's now being used as a library.
This would be the living room for a family. We'll take out this conference table and put in here a sofa and a couple of chairs, and we have a TV set.
The sanctuaries rankle foes of illegal immigration, and it's legally questionable, says John Eastman. He is a professor of constitutional law at Chapman University.
If you're harboring a fugitive, you're facilitating somebody breaking the law of the United States, there are both harboring and aiding and abetting statutes that would apply to them.
Back in the tiny studio that they call home, Marvin and Carmen from Honduras say they're staying put, at least for now. Their 3-year-old daughter, Francine, sits at the window with her dad. Carmen sets the table for lunch, a frugal soup of beans and chicharrones. As an asylum seeker, she says she wants to follow the rules. This means checking in with immigration officials. Her next appointment is later this month. She shakes visibly as she talks about what might lie ahead. Carmen says she doesn't want to meet with immigration. She's afraid she may not come back. But she says she has to, because if she doesn't, federal agents will come looking for her. For the California Report, I'm Leslie Berenstein Rojas in Los Angeles.